from speeding up operations on the UI tier to managing all the data that's needed to manage the Internet of Things, there's no doubt that NoSQL solutions are becoming more and more important in enterprise architectures. We were actually lucky enough to track down Cameron Perron, Vice President of Marketing at Redis Labs. You've probably heard of Redis. Redis is proud to be open source, and they're also one of the three fastest growing NoSQL solutions on the marketplace. And one of the things we wanted to know from Cameron was, why is it that Redis is so popular with developers?
I mean, the success and the story about Redis Labs really comes down to the powerful adoption of open source Redis among the developer community. Open source Redis is considered one of the three fastest growing NoSQL databases, among Cassandra and MongoDB, and it's been used primarily for its speed. It's very fast both in throughput and very low in latency. So it's utilized for use cases like real-time analytics, IoT, massive data ingestion, caching, anything which requires speed and performance.
So what are the key use cases and problem scenarios that a Redis-based NoSQL solution is trying to target?
The offerings that we make are targeted to enhance these great open source Redis use cases, and really powering them with a few great features. One is full management. There's no need to manage with complicated deployments, no need to do the clustering and the sharding behind the scenes. Our offerings are fully managed. They also enable the developer to have an infinitely scalable Redis database. Redis is an in-memory database, so it's in most cases it's constrained to the RAM of that machine. And in order to scale beyond a single machine, requires some knowledge about clustering and all this stuff. And we do all of the clustering for our developer customers. We ensure high availability. If a node goes down, we have auto-replication behind the scenes, so we ensure continuity of the Redis database. And the real kicker is in our performance. We've recently benchmarked 1.5 million operations per second on a single cloud server, which is exceptionally fast. We published a few benchmarks that show that both in the hosted Redis space, more importantly among other NoSQL database companies such as Aerospike and DataStax, and Redis Labs has always come up on top.
So when enterprise customers are looking at adopting a NoSQL database, what are some of the points that they should consider when looking at various different vendors and trying to decide when a NoSQL solution is the right solution for the problem that they've got?
In many cases, with our move towards enterprise customers, it really isn't so much like, you know, which database is better or which NoSQL database is better, or should I use NoSQL versus a relational database? We do get these kinds of questions, and I would say that even in the way that we reflect our performance in benchmarks is we see that most of our developers use a pretty wide variety of databases. And Redis is used specifically for these high-performance use cases, like real-time analytics, IoT, caching. And in conjunction with that, you know, we see other databases being used.
Now, Redis is one of the fastest growing NoSQL databases on the market today. I was just curious, what market segments are most aggressive in NoSQL adoption?
To be honest, we see growth pretty much everywhere. So with our hosted offering, we see a tremendous amount of growth from internet enterprises. Those would be companies that are bought on cloud solutions like Amazon and Heroku. But more recently, with the launch of our on-premise offering, which can be deployed in any kind of data center, whether it's on-premise or virtual VPC environment or cloud environment, we see tremendous growth from large enterprises. So that would be, you know, your typical Fortune 500 company.
So how do you go about actually convincing a traditional enterprise architect to integrate a NoSQL solution into their architecture?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, it really goes right back to the use case. You know, we're very much focused on enabling the use case of the problem that those system architects or those database admins are trying to solve. And we really try to find a way where, first of all, we're identified as a significant need for high-performance database. And with that, we tend to see if Redis could actually solve that problem or not.
So what are the keys to a successful NoSQL database implementation?
So I would say, you know, with open source service, I mean, it really depends on the kind of company that it is, what kind of, you know, application or solution they're trying to build out, and what kind of, you know, developer was engaged in that effort. So I would say that, you know, knowledge and the skill set enable to, you know, show enabled in order to make Redis actually solve that use case is pretty important. We always evangelize the use of Redis, whether it's open source Redis or Redis Labs. You know, for us, the Redis community is a strong component of our offering, and we always evangelize use of either one. So, you know, in many cases, we will see there are customers that, you know, tried using open source Redis, and they just weren't able to build it in such a way that it could scale or it was highly available for them, and that's usually where we come in.
So what's the relationship between Redis Labs and the open source Redis project?
So the open source Redis community, like many other communities, is its own separate force. It's an independent community that's primarily run by the founder of Redis. His name is Salvatore, I forgot his last name. And the, you know, there's pretty, you know, significant growth in that community as well. You know, as the leading commercial provider within this community, we contribute code back to that. And I mean, for us, in any of our marketing activities, including events, we take great pride in evangelizing the use of open source Redis and really any kind of Redis.
Now, the NoSQL space is one of the most competitive spaces and changing spaces on the market today. What is it about Redis and open source Redis and Redis Labs that has made it so popular compared to other offerings like Cassandra and MongoDB?
The main reason why open source Redis has become so popular in the past few years is it's extremely fast, and this can be applied to a great many use cases. And it could be applied to like a very simple startup or project to a large enterprise. It has many different types of commands, and it's very simple for most people to use. They use hashes, and it's a key value store. I say that those are the main factors in its growth. But I think, you know, the question that you may want to think about when asking this, or actually I'm not raising that right, but I mean, I think that the great opportunity between in databases in general isn't so much an argument between NoSQL and SQL, because that really comes down to the use cases. It's really about the open source community that's behind those offerings. For example, if you take a look at MongoDB, or even Mongo, Cassandra, or Redis, these are three databases that have a significant open source community that works in and of itself. It's independent from the vendors that are working there. They contribute code back into the project. They're very attractive to a very wide set of developers, and it's that type of interest and strong communities that really help these types of solutions to really grow.
So where can people find out more about Redis Labs? Twitter handle and website.
Oh, yeah. So our Twitter handle is Redis Labs, Inc., RedisLabsInc.
And our website is redislabs.com.
And finally, any last words for the enterprise computing community?
When you're looking at powering a long-term and successful NoSQL strategy, Redis has got to be there.